Yeah, no, I think that after our camp in Darwin, we've left no stone unturned in regard to where we want to be, and that we're not going to take it easy with these guys. We're going to work. We want to be seen as the hardest working team in world cricket. We've set our targets on being as good as we can possibly be, and this is another stepping stone towards that. So there'll be no taking the foot off the pedal over here. Ah, yeah, it's another day at the office. I love it. It's my passion, and you know, I'm, the challenge of it all is probably the thing I like. I like working with Michael Clarke. I've been around the side for now 6 to 8 months, and feeling very comfortable with the sort of players we've got around the place. I know the challenges that are gone before us, and what we've got coming up. And I know that we've just come off a 4-0 defeat in England, so we're going to have to play very, very well to be at our best. Change of attitude, that's what it means. Change of attitude, a change of culture, a change of level of performance. And all of those will come with the sort of work we've been doing, the coaching staff we've got in place that are going to enforce that. And we'll take no prisoners. We'll be working extraordinarily hard to make sure this works well for us. So we're in a good spot at the moment. Forget rankings for the minute. We've got to look at where we're going to go. We look at the World Cup of the T20. We also look at the Ashes coming up next year. We look at 2015 as far as the one-day World Cup. So there's a lot of things to set our targets for. We plan well in advance of that, and that's where we stand at the moment. So it's a very, very exciting time. Personally, I'm over the moon about being involved, because obviously that means that I can actually do something to help. Once again, need to see the wicket to see whether that's a massive advantage or not. Both outstanding cricketers, and I was a little surprised, I'll be honest, to see them both missing. But once again, it gives opportunities for others to get their first crack at it. This, I noticed, there's a debutant in that squad, but you've got a lot of experience. You know, you've got Malik, you've got the likes of a Freedy, Cameron Akmal comes back into it, Hafiz. You know, you've got some nice depth there, and guys that have played well in excess of 100-odd matches for their country. So I would think that you've got nice balance there. You've got some good kids. You've always got some really good kids come out of Pakistan. So to me, I reckon they'll be very competitive, and they'll be very desperate for a win after, I think, 2 disappointing series. Oh, absolutely. And that's exactly why it will be a bonus for us. What we're coming up in the future is so important that we get some miles in the legs, so to speak, and this is the very best place to be doing it. So whatever happens here will be a very big stepping stone to us being successful in Sri Lanka. It's one of the very few times in the 30-odd years I've been around international cricket and state cricket that you actually have to keep people up to make sure they're looked after best. However, it is very important we do get those patterns right. So our guys will have to eat late tonight and just start the pattern from, because most of us just turned up today, so we need to start the patterns now. So by the time the first game comes around, we'll be starting to build some sort of body clock that's going to work for us. Yeah, breakfast will probably be between 11 and 1 tomorrow, and each day that'll be the way it'll be designed. So and training will be designed around whether Pakistan want the early session or the afternoon session or the evening session. So yeah, we'll be working around those, but I think we're 5 to 8 tomorrow, and then we may get the 8 to 11 the following day. So there's a bit of flexibility, but it all means we're going to be up a lot later than normal. Well, we knew what we were going to get. So, I mean, when someone says it's going to be 40-odd degrees, you know it's going to be hot. And as I said, it never affects me too much, because I've just come out of Chennai for 3 years. So it's very humid and hot in Chennai at all times of day. Most of our players have been in the same situation, where they've been in India, they've had the access to that sort of weather, they've acclimatised accordingly, and now it's not as big a deal. So, yep, if we sit here and talk about the weather all day, we're not getting the job done. Well, you'd have to ask our hydration people. They've been working on this for 6 months, knowing we're going to be coming over here. As soon as we got news, well, probably not 6 months, but close to, as soon as we got news that we would be coming over here, obviously there was, and it was going to be 40-odd degrees plus, they started to put the wheels in motion for what we're going to have to do and the patterns we have to organise. So, yep, that's been planned and that's been designed, and all the players have been informed. Absolutely, absolutely. We don't see the sun. We're in night cricket mode, albeit it'll be warm. But we're not getting the rebound off the ground, which is always a big problem in most cricket grounds. So to me, we just get on with it.